Blog Talk Radio.
Yes. Y'all tell the people them, no?
Welcome to God in the Midst Christian Fellowship Ministry. Our host is Apostle Barbara Kizzy. Thank you for joining us today. Our lines will be open so you can call 516-418-5699 with your comments, questions, personal prophecy, or prayer requests. Again, our number is 516-418-5699. And God bless to everyone who called in and everyone in the chat room. God in the Midst, otherwise known as GITM or Get 'em Radio, is an apostolic ministry whose charge is to help encourage, edify, and equip the people of God who are called to home churches, small churches, our parachurch ministries. For those of you who are joined us for the first time, home churches, small churches, and parachurch ministries may be small in number, but we know when we are faithful with a few things, the Lord make us ruler over much. We're featuring home, small, and parachurch ministries by interviewing them as well as presenting special, encouraging, and educational things monthly. We hope that as you hear these broadcasts, the Lord will confirm what he has placed on your heart. It may encourage you to step out boldly. It may even catapult you to the next dimension in the Lord and ministry.
Well, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Welcome, everyone, to God in the Midst, Get 'em Radio, Thursday night edition. Hallelujah. And we are talking about prophetic word for 2023. What is the Lord saying for 2023? Hallelujah. Let's open up with a word of prayer. Father God, we bless you. We love you. We absolutely adore you. We thank you, Lord God, that you are in all. Hallelujah. Amen. And you see all and you know all. Blessed be your holy name, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for your word that says that if two or more are gathered together in your name, there you are in the midst. For being in the midst tonight, Lord God. Hallelujah. And we just say, Lord, move by your spirit as only you can. Touch each and every household, each and every person who is listening today and who will listen in the future. We bless you. We love you. Hallelujah. And we thank you, Lord God, for all that you've done, all that you're doing, and all that you will do. In Jesus' name, amen. And amen. Hallelujah. Well, this year has started really wonderfully with the word of God, hearing what the Lord is saying. Amen. Hallelujah. You know, we had Bishop Aaron McCleary from Atlanta on last week, and he was talking about a year of rebound, rebounding to shoot the goal. And then we heard the previous week from evangelist Janie Sims, and she was talking about this white blanket that she's seeing in the spirit and of God's grace and protection, no walking in fear, holy boldness with love and dancing with God. And then we heard from our chorus, hallelujah, of prophetic voices. And so it was just so much that was in that. One was the spirit of faith, and it was so much more in that. So if you'd like to go back and hear those words for 2023, you can do so by going to Google or any search engine and putting in Gitim Radio, G-I-T-M Radio. And then look for our Blog Talk Radio platform. And when you go on there, you're able to look at all of those broadcasts from our prophetic month in 2023. I went back to, I believe it was 2010. Hallelujah. We had some prophetic words back then. And also we have nearly 1,400 podcasts that you could just feast on and have a good time on. Amen. So tonight, we are so excited. We're near the end of our prophetic month. And our speaker tonight, she's known by us well. She's on almost every broadcast. Hallelujah. We're grateful for that. Amen. She's been such a great, great blessing to us over the years. And I'm getting to her too fast here. There was something else I wanted to do. Pin in that. I'll be right back. Be right back to you. Amen. I wanted to talk about prophecy, you know, just for a little bit, and then we'll get back to our speaker. Prophecy is a way for God to communicate to his people. Prophecy is in the Bible. Hosea 12 and verse 10, it says, I have also spoken by the prophets and have multiplied visions. I have given symbols through the witness of the prophets. And this is the Lord talking through Hosea. In Amos 3 and verse 7, it says, surely the Lord God does nothing unless he reveals his secret counsel to his servant, the prophet. Now, a prophet is an individual who receives a call from God to be God's spokesperson. The word prophet appears over 300 times in the Old Testament and almost 125 times in the New Testament. The term prophetess appears 6 times in the Old Testament and 2 times in the New Testament. So prophecy has basically 2 parts to it. Prophecy can be forthtelling, and that reveals the mind or message of God in a particular situation. Psalm 119, 105 says, your word is a lamp to my feet and a light unto my path. Hallelujah. So the Lord is giving a message that will just light up our feet and our path, and we have more clarity. Amen. And then there is foretelling, where the Lord reveals the future. John 14 and 29 says, this is Jesus talking, and now I have told you before it comes to pass, that when it is come to pass, you might believe. Amen. So he'll tell us things before they come to pass. Hallelujah. And an illustration that the Lord gave to me is, a prophet is like a postal carrier. That they deliver a letter to you with your name on it. That letter is not opened. The only way it can be opened is with the Lord. So no matter what the word is, take it to the Lord, and he will open it and reveal to you the fullness of his message to you. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Now we'll finish introducing our speaker. Well, our speaker, I have known her all of my life. Hallelujah. She is my sister and my spiritual mother. The Lord used her to just guide me in the things of the Spirit. Sometimes it was teaching, and most times it was just watching how the Lord moved through her in her life. Hallelujah. I'm so grateful that the Lord had me to be with someone who loves him with all their heart and walks in his will, his way, his purpose, and his plan to the best of her ability, and it gets better and better all the time. Hallelujah. She, like I said, she has been on this broadcast. She's a great supporter of God in the Midst, Get 'Em Radio. Not only her, but her children as well have been great supporters of this ministry and of me personally. And I just love her so much. And I want to introduce to some and present to all Helen Price. Welcome, Pastor Price.
Glory to God. God bless you, Apostle. You always give such a wonderful introduction, and I give glory and honor and praises to God even now for that introduction and for anything and anything that God has allowed me to be able to be a part of your life. Glory to God. I just love and thank God for when he puts people together, and then you see as ones begin to soar like an eagle and go into places that maybe I myself had not been in before. I thought about how when you were given that introduction, Apostle, I thought about how God would send me out through, some 40 years ago, and would send me out, not only throughout the United States, but around the world and ministering, the evangelistic work, leading people to Christ as much as I could to do what he would have me to do, and opening doors of utterance. And he would have me go wherever you were at. I mean, wherever you were at in Houston when you lived there, when you lived in Albuquerque, New Mexico. And, oh, my, every time me and my children go back through Albuquerque, we always, think about how you used to stay. I think about how you used to stay in Albuquerque. And then you went on to Denver, Colorado. I got a chance to go to the Mile High City. We were able to go. And then to go all the way into New Jersey. And I thought about all that time, and then I began to watch and see what God has done in your life. I know that you're going to be doing this again, and I'm looking forward to it when you give the evangelism boot camp. And I look at you, and I said, "Oh, I honor God, because the soul winner part that God has put in you to lead people to Christ is just so phenomenal, and it's a God thing." You know, I was privileged on my birthday when my birthday came, and I was so happy on my birthday that on my birthday this past year, God gave four people that same day. But you almost every day, wherever God sends you, he leads you to lead ones to Christ. So I'm so honored that if God used me in any aspect of your life to plant, to water, to encourage, or to be anything else, I thank him for that, because I see the very, very good work, the very phenomenal work that he's doing in your life. I also thought about my daughters, how I watched them. They were on a meeting tonight, and I sat there and almost wanted to cry listening to them. Amber opening up in prayer for that particular on, and Joy was the moderator, being like the engineer again, but yet being the moderator and leading and talk. I said, oh my. So, and then I've seen them soar. So it's wonderful what God does. I just feel so honored. So I'm honored. I really am. I'm honored if God used me in any aspect in your life. And I thank God for you and thank God. So I want to say tonight, as I begin to come tonight and we begin in this particular service, I want to give glory and honor and much thanks to God himself, to our precious Heavenly Father, to his precious darling Son, Jesus Christ, to the precious Holy Spirit. We know that they're one. I want to thank him for who he is in my life and for allowing me to be in service for him, to be my in service. And again, if there was any aspect of being used in your life and others' lives, I just give him glory. I give him honor, and I give him much praise. And then I thank him also for letting me be in service tonight with the Get Him Radio program, God in the Midst Radio family. And I want to say hi to each one of you all in your respective places. I give glory to God, not only those who are listening tonight, but it may be somebody who's listening at another time. And if Jesus tarries to come, it might be years from now. I just want to salute each one of you and send much love to each one of you from my heart. And then, Apostle Kizzy, I want to thank you, my sister, and I just want you to know that I always consider it an honor and a great blessing to be invited at this time of the year to participate in Prophecy Month. I thank God for you, and I thank God for what he has done and how he would have you to invite me. I don't take it for granted because I understand that you are led by the Spirit. Somebody said a long time ago in New Jersey when I remember one day when you called me to tell me that God had sent you to a church where I had been ministering before. And I knew it was God that had sent you there. I knew that beyond the pastor wanted some help in the spirit. He didn't ask me for the help, but I believe he sent you as a help during that time. And I remember a man caught me and you outside, and he said, "Oh, y'all got it going on." He said, "Y'all got it going on." He said, "You on the I was living in Los Angeles at the time, and you on the West Coast, and she over here, and she in the church." And it was like we had a setup for me to come and minister, but he didn't know I had been ministering there already. It was a God thing. This was a God thing. So we understand it's not you scratch my back, I scratch your back. We're led by the Spirit of God.
Amen.
Because if it's not
Amen.
By the Spirit of God, things will go south. If it's any kind
yes.
of thing, it'll go south. It has to be. So I just thank God for you, Apostle, and thank God for the invite at this time. And I thank God for allowing me to be able to be in the midst of God in the midst tonight. I just praise God for tonight, and I'm just thankful. I thank God for all the messages that have come forth by the others that went at the beginning of the month. And I praise God for each and every one. What a great, great blessing from every single person. And one of the things that I do, and I address this each year is as I began to come forth in what God has called us to do, I thank God that you opened up tonight in a word of prayer. And I too thank God and just say, "Lord, have your way tonight, Lord God. Do what you do best." I thank you for letting your word go forth with unhindered and unchecked, kind Heavenly Father, by any outside forces. And Lord God, I just say, have your way. Be honored. Be glorified tonight. And I worship you tonight in the beauty of your holiness. And I thank you, Lord God, for meeting each one of us at the point of our need. You said we have not because we ask not. And you said that you are able to do exceedingly abundantly above whatever we could expect, ask, or even think. I'm asking that there will be some part of this word. There's some word tonight, but in one, if maybe at the beginning, it may be at the end, it may be in the middle, that somebody will have a word that will minister to their heart. For the entrance of your word gives light and gives understanding unto the simple. And Lord God, you're the one that confirms your word with signs and wonders following. Have your way tonight, Lord God. Minister, I think, by your precious Holy Spirit tonight. And I thank you in advance. And I give you glory and praise and honor. In Jesus' name, I worship you, Lord God. Thank you for who you are in our lives. And even as I begin, I'm getting ready to go on into the word. I just ask that you would touch every man, woman, boy, and girl on this line tonight. That you would touch. I speak to all weakness, sickness, all disease, infirmity, pain, all discomfort, any headaches, any pains to the legs, the knees, behind the eyes. I rebuke it at the root. In Jesus' name, and charge and command it to cease, desist, to leave you and not return. Not return. Pain to the back of the head. I rebuke you in Jesus' name. Charge and command you to leave and not return. In the name that's above every name, the name of Jesus. And Lord, I thank you now for touching and healing. I ask that you would meet the needs of those who may be having some financial needs. Lord God, we speak to all poverty, lack, and want, and insufficiency, and not enough. We rebuke it at the roots and charge and command it to cease, desist, to be rendered null, void, and inoperable. And we call forth, Lord God, prosperity, plenty, more than enough, and blessed to be a blessing. We call forth healing, health, wholeness. Be healed. Be healed. Be whole. Be well. Be sound in the name that's above every name, the name of Jesus Christ. And, Lord, we give you praise. Thank you, precious Holy Spirit. Lord God, just strengthen. You said, let the weak say, I'm strong. I decree and declare strength, strength over each one's body, in their mind, in Jesus' name. And, Lord, we give you praise. We give you glory. We give you honor. And we give you thanks. We love you, Lord. And thank you tonight. Glory to God. So I said that one of the things that I address each year when I begin to come into the prophetic month is, again, why is it? Because there may be somebody listening tonight and say, well, you know, my pastor didn't say what she said. And the famous ministers that I know, they didn't say what she said. And all this month, the things that God has me sharing are still not what have already, that has already gone forth. And so we kind of wonder, why is this? Because, again, beloved, God will give a tailor-made message for a message that is tailored for a tailored people for his purpose and plan. If God has you listening to this message and he has you listening enough in it, then it's for you tonight. This is a message that has been tailor-made just for you. I love to talk about my brother, Pastor Mark, and I love about Pastor Paul. They get these suits that are tailor-made for them. Just for them. I love that, to see them in that get tailor-made suits that are tailored just for them. Well, this is a tailor-made message. And if you're here listening tonight, pray, and I believe, God, that there will be something said that will be able to be a blessing to your life and a blessing to others. So as I do, that's why I always say, why is it that each prophetic message is not the same? The Word of God says in 1 Corinthians 13 and verse 9, it says that we know in part, and we prophesy in part. I always like to mention how God moved upon the writers of the four Gospels. Each one tells of the good news of Jesus Christ, but each one of the writers of the Gospel, they show a different aspect and perspective of who Jesus Christ is. Matthew, again, the Gospel of Matthew, presents Jesus as the king, the heir of David, and the fulfillment of God's promises to Abraham. Matthew shows Jesus Christ as the true king who came to fulfill the law and the prophets and usher in God's kingdom. Matthew gives a lot of genealogies. Notice that when you read it. And when I go back over this each year, and every time I do this each time, is to be able to kind of give you a motivation, as it were, to go back and this time read it from the aspect of Matthew presenting Jesus as the king. Because Matthew gives a lot of genealogies because his audience was mostly Jewish. Then in the Gospel of Mark presents Jesus Christ as the servant who went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed of the devil. This is still a gospel. There are four gospels, four perspectives. Hallelujah. So he showed Jesus as the one who went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. Mark didn't go into genealogies. He began almost right away into the miracles of Jesus Christ. Mark's audience was the Romans. They knew nothing of scriptures, but everything of power. So to this group comes the action-packed gospel of Mark. That's what I love. Mark is that action-packed gospel. If you want to see and begin to get right into the action of things, go into the book of Mark. Mark shows the powerful ministry of Jesus Christ. But yet this is a gospel. There are different aspects. That's what happens when we see this prophetic that comes forth. We know in part. We understand in part. We give the part that God gives us to give. Then Luke, he presented Jesus Christ as the Son of Man. Now, Luke was a Greek, speaking to the Greeks. Luke showed the humanity of Jesus Christ. I love the book of Luke. I love all the Gospels. I love especially the book of Luke because Luke began to, he showed how Jesus depended upon the Father, how he would pray. And I went through one year, and one time I went through every time that Jesus prayed in the book of Luke, I want to challenge you, go back and look at every time he prayed in the book of Luke, something took place. And when he prayed all night long, find out what happened after he prayed all night long. And see what he did. Well, I'm going to give you a mystery. After he prayed all night long in the book of Luke, then he did a special thing after that. That will show us what we need to do if God has us praying through the night. And Luke is the only gospel that gives a glimpse into Jesus' childhood years. Luke's gospel is clearly written more for a Gentile and not Jewish audience. Luke was a physician who was a doctor. He was a doctor who was thought to be one of Paul's traveling companions. And then lastly, the Gospel of John presented Jesus Christ as the Son of God. John wrote to everyone because he knew that everyone needed to meet God and that only Jesus could reveal him. John showed Jesus as an absolute, no, wait a minute, because I'm hearing somebody say, she ain't giving all that she could be saying about John. That's not what I heard about John said. Well, just get the little part that I share and add your part onto it. Glory to God. The blood of Jesus. So John presented Jesus Christ as the Son of God. John wrote to everyone because he knew that everyone needed to meet God and that only Jesus could reveal him. John showed Jesus as an absolutely powerful God in human flesh and how God loves all of us and offers all his Son, Jesus Christ, as their only hope. I love the book of John, too. I read through the book of John as much as I can every month in the book of John because John was the one who laid his head on Jesus' breast. Now, if you can come and lay your head on somebody's chest, you're close to them. Now, you're close to them. That's a closeness. And so if you want to know somebody who was really, really close to Jesus, read the book of John. And read it from the aspect of one of his disciples that really was close to him. So we see that there were four gospels. There were four, the four gospels given from different perspectives. That's what you'll see in these prophecies that we received this year. I love to sit down and listen to the ones that are given by different ministers, well-known and maybe not so known, and to see what the Holy Ghost is saying through one. It's almost like pieces of a puzzle being put together so we can be able to see clearly the purpose, the plan, you know, what's on the heart and mind of God. Glory to God. Now also, in 2 Peter 1 and verse 12, it says, and 12 and 13, it says, wherefore I will not be negligent to put you always in remembrance of these things, though you know them, and be established in the present truth. Yea, I think it meet or fit, as long as I'm in this body, in this tabernacle, to stir you up by putting you in remembrance. I'm pretty sure tonight that there will not be any new revelation that may be new to you tonight. But guys, I don't want you to be negligent. I want you to put them in remembrance of some things tonight. He's got some things on his heart. He's got some things on his mind, saints of God. He said, I don't want you to be negligent, Ellen. That word negligence is when we fail to take proper care in the performance of our duties. It's really to be careless, you know, taking remiss, neglectful, sometimes it's lazy, it says. But it's not taking proper care in the performance. One thing I can remind you of it during this time where you can see with negligence, when you look that he talks about, I don't want to be, in 2 Peter 1:12 about, don't be negligent. I don't want to be negligent to put you always in remembrance. Keeping it before your face is that in this time where we live at currently, the actor Alec Baldwin, they said that he could face a negligent homicide charge and a jail sentence, they said, stemming from the fatal shooting on the set of his movie, Rust. You remember that the Hollywood actor, remember that he was the producer, he's the producer of the of that movie, Rust, and he discharged a gun on the New Mexico set of the Western film, and it led to the death of a young lady who was his cinematographer, I think her name, Helena Halina, or H-A-L-Y-N-A Hutchins, and also it injured his writer-director, Joel Sousa. Now, Alec Baldwin, listen, Alec Baldwin did not intend to shoot a live round or to kill that young lady. But the reason they're charging him with negligent homicide is that they said he still should have done his due diligence to check that gun every time before he fired it. So God, by his Spirit, is telling us that we're not to be negligent. We too must know that we cannot just hear something just one time and get it. We must know that faith comes by hearing and hearing on a continual basis. There's something in the marketing and business world that's a famous rule. Look it up for yourself. It's called the rule of seven. The rule of seven. The rule of seven says that a person needs to see or hear your marketing message at least seven times before they will take action and buy from you. Listen, you've got to hear something seven times, many times before you'll get up and move on it. That's why when I got with my precious husband and I had Don at the time when I got with Joe, and then I became an instant mother of six children altogether, six children. And the major thing that I was a young woman at the time. I was in my 20s. And the major thing that I had a problem with was, I said, if I told you and I told you, well, I got to tell you again. Why do I have to tell you again? If I told you already to do it, why do I have to? And Joe got me, and, you know, he's a wise man, you know. That's one thing my husband's known for is his wisdom. He said, Helen, he said, you cannot tell a child just one time something. He said, you might want to do that. And so that's where love comes in. Because love understands, and that's why God, in his love, will have us to repeat some things. So some of you, when we get ready to go into this word today, you'll say, I heard that. Some of you attend our date night with Jesus Christ. Some of you have been on Sunday morning service. You might say, I've heard that. I heard that. God said, hear it again. Come on now. Let it get down into your spirit. Put your touches out, your ears out. Put it out so they can go down into your heart and sink down deep into your heart. Because repetition counts for something. Repetition is so very important. In fact, they even talk about muscle repetition. Muscle repetition is that we learned that in typing. I learned how to type a long time ago. Could type almost really 100 words a minute. And then I began to get settled into 70 words a minute. I remember one time when I was getting to get in a job, and the lady said, I just want you, she said, look, they're not hiring black folks. She said, I want you to come down here and take this test, and let's see what they're going to say about you when you take this. I don't mean to say that, but that's what she said. It was at a hospital. And I went down there because she wanted me to come and take that test and see if they were going to hire me. And at that time, I could type 70 words a minute, with little or no errors, because you have to have that whole thing about that memory. With it's like muscle repetition, like with driving. I've been driving over 50-some years. So in that, there are a lot of things that are just normal that begins, I mean, just it gets built inside of you. And so when I went to go take that test, I did the 70. The lady said, do it again. I did it again. And they hired me. But then when they hired me, and I went home and was washing dishes and put my hand down inside of a jar. And the thing broke off into my, looking at the scar now, broke off into my, between my thumb and my first finger. And then the Lord said to me, he said, now, I don't want you going on a job, Helen. He said, well, you can go on this job. He said, you like to dress up? You'll dress up. He said, but I'm going to tell you what's going to happen. You're still going to have to be a wife. You're still going to have to be a mother and yet do the work of the ministry. I told you, I don't want you going. And I had to call and tell her, I can't take this job. As a matter of fact, there were three jobs came up at the same time. That was just amazing to me. But I went on to do what God would say to do. But the thing that I'm saying about this is that repetition counts for something. Jesus himself would say, and again I say unto you, if two of you shall agree on earth, it's such. And again I say, the word of God says in the Bible, do you know that the word again is found 1,504 times? 1,504 times is the word again found in the word of God. Repetition counts for something. Glory to God. So we've covered about, first of all, why is the different words coming forth? You might have said, well, I didn't hear God say that to me. But God has given you that tailor-made message. So when you go forth, it will be for tailor-made people, a people have just what they need, just what they need. And then we must also, as we begin to go into the word, we must also know that we don't want to be guilty of negligence. We want to always remind one of those things that God has placed upon our heart, even though we may have told them before. But we must also just remind them of what he's placed upon your heart. And some of you that are here, there are things I'm going to share that you know them so very well. And you're established in that truth. You're established in it. But it's always good to hear and build our faith in the word of God. So with that being said, I want to share the prophetic exhortation that God has given me for this year of 2023. First of all, the Lord said to me that this is going to be a year of exposure, a year of exposure. I'm going to take each one of those parts a little bit at a time. The first one part of this prophetic word for 2023 is that this is going to be a year of exposure. And I'm telling you, saints, it has already begun. It began. We began to see it in 2022. You get glimpses the year as the year begins to come in. God will give you glimpses of it. People, and you already see the things are being exposed in every area, politically, in the entertainment area, also in personal areas. This group called Shade Room says that so many people are telling on themselves and exposing their own business. They were counting up, I think 17 people have told on their own self. There are things that are being exposed. And when I looked at many years ago, many, many years ago, the Lord began to tell me that when two and three come together, it's a time of exposure. When two and three comes together, you're going to see some exposure. Luke 12, verse 2 and 3 says, but there is nothing covered up that will not be revealed and hidden, that will not be known. It says, accordingly, whatever you said in the dark will be heard in the light. And what you have whispered in the inner rooms will be proclaimed upon the housetops. I can remember when there was insurance. We had gotten some insurance and helped to get some insurance on somebody's vehicle to help them with their insurance. And they had an accident that happened. And as a result of the accident, they got money from it. And we made sure that they were going to get every dime that they got from that, because it didn't come, wasn't to come to us. It was to go to them. But one day, the young folks call it, a booty call came in. And they made a mistake and called our house. In the midst of the you get these calls. I've had them to happen to me. Well, you think you hung up, or you do hang up. I can set my phone down, and sometimes it'll just dial someone, and I don't even know I'm dialing them. And that happened to me the other night about 1 o'clock in the morning, and I was going to turn on the thermostat, had my phone in my hand, and then I heard somebody talking to me on the phone. It was 1 o'clock in the morning, but it was needful because she needed someone to talk to her at that time. So you get those calls, and I remember when that call came. And the young man said, I want them out of my business. He was talking about me and Joe. He said, we got him the insurance, and we were giving them the money. We wasn't keeping anything. He said, but I want them out of my so-and-so business. And we kind of laughed. Me and Joe were sitting there. We listened to it. But this is when exposure will begin to come. God will let nothing be hid to you. Expect that this year. God, there's not going to be anything. I'm telling you, this is going to be an exposure year like none other. Numbers 23, verse 19 says, God is not a man that he should lie, neither the son of man that he should repent. Hath he said, and shall he not do it? Or hath he spoken, and shall he not make it good? For this year of exposure, God has given us instruction. He wants us to ask him to let us be on the right side exposure. The word of God said, be sure your sin will find you out. We want to be sure we're on the right side, being right, doing right, especially if you're in a place where God has blessed you and you're in a place of authority, a place of power. To whom much is given, much is required. We can't be cheating. We can't be stealing. We can't be lying, because it will be found out. There have been people who are presidents that did things in the Oval Office, in the highest office that there is in this land, and it was exposed. God will let nothing be hid that's not uncovered. There was another president where they went in and broke in on the Democratic headquarters. They call it the Watergate thing. And one of the ladies named Martha Mitchell, they got a movie coming out about her now, and it's called Gaslit, because she began to tell them what was going on and how they had, what they had done. So they began to try to play her crazy, gaslighting her. She was crazy. She wasn't in her right mind. And now they've got the book and the movie out to show that she knew exactly what she was telling the truth. See, God will let, especially, and listen, I say again, God will give you an opportunity. This is, if you're listening to this, and it might be years from now, you may be, and it may not be a 23 year, it may be still exposure coming. God will give us and each one of us an opportunity to come out of that mess. He'll let you come out of stuff that we have no business into. So this message tonight, if you don't get no further than this, that's a, whatever you're going to ask me, let me be on the right side of exposure this year. Let me be on the right side. Because there is a right side of exposure. There's a wrong side, and then there's a right side. Now, on the right side of exposure, when God will expose something to us, in Isaiah 45, verse 2 and 3, Isaiah 45, verse 2 and 3 says, hidden treasures, about hidden treasures. God said, I will go before you, and I'll level the mountains. I will break down the gates of bronze and cut through the bars of iron. I will give you, it says in the NIV, Isaiah 45, verse 3, I will give you hidden treasures, riches stored in secret places, so that you may know that I'm the Lord, the God of Israel, who summons you by name. God will give you even where the hidden treasures are. There are people that God has shown them what to do, how to do, and all of a sudden they become billionaires. They become billionaires, and I believe that they're going to be trillionaires, millionaires, multimillionaires, billionaires. One idea from God can turn your life. God will show you. Let nothing be hid to you that's not uncovered on what you need to do, how to do, and when to do it. On your job, in your home, in your neighborhood. And whatever aspect, God will give you that knowledge of hidden treasures. And then I love Proverbs 8 and verse 12. It says, I, wisdom, dwell with prudence and find out knowledge of witty inventions. God said, I'll reveal to you witty inventions. I'll show you what to do and how to do it. I thought about the lady that was on the streetcars, and the streetcars didn't have, they had to stop and wipe the windows off, stop the thing every so often and wipe the streetcars off. And she went and developed the windshield wipers. And God himself is, they talk about other things being the mother of invention, but God is the mother of invention. That's for somebody today. There's something that God will reveal to you that will show you what to do, how to do. I don't care how young you are. I don't care how old you are. God said, I want to show you some good things. I want to show you, give you where the hidden treasures are. I want to show you where the riches are stored in secret places for his glory. Because God wants us to be blessed, to be a blessing unto others. Not just for our needs to be met and the desires of our heart, but there are things that God has on his mind. And God will begin to place monies in our hands in order to do what he wants us to do. Listen, the gospel is free, but it'll cost you everything. And it'll cost to be able to do some of the things that God calls us to do. Glory to God. So we want to see that. So the first part of this message is that this is going to be a year of exposure, a year of exposure. And just take that into heart, glory to God, as you go, you know, about the work and the things that God is having you to do. Then secondly, the second thing that God wants us to know for this year of 2023 and for the decade of the 20s, he said we must learn and maintain the language of faith. Yeah, I know you've heard me talk about the language of faith, but God wants us to learn and maintain the language of faith. You know, faith is yes, I'm saying that again. Now, some people think that faith is simply a movement. They just said faith is like a movement. It's something that comes and it's something that goes. No. faith is a way of life for every single believer in Jesus Christ. Because without faith, it says in Hebrews 11 and verse 6, without faith, it is impossible. Now, that's a word that it's impossible to please God without faith. For he that cometh to God, it says, must believe that he what? He is. And that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. In this time of 2023, God wants us to learn that language of faith. Because remember, it's in four places in the Bible. When I found that out many, many years ago, I still get astounded by that. That it says in Habakkuk 2 and verse 4, the just shall live by his faith. It says in Romans 1:17, the just shall live by faith. It says in Galatians 3:11, the just shall live by faith. In Hebrews 10, verse 38 and 39, it says, now the just shall live by faith. Verse 39 says, but he says, and I'm sorry, in verse 38 says, but if any man draw back, with that draw back from faith, my soul shall have no pleasure in him. But we are not of them who draw back into perdition, but of them that believe, that believe, that believe to the saving of the soul. 2 Corinthians verse 5, chapter 5 and verse 7, for we walk by faith and not by sight. God is calling for us in this year to learn the language of faith. I'm going to talk about that a little bit more in a few seconds. Because one of the things that faith is not only a part of our armor, but faith is also one of the weapons of our warfare. The word of God says in Ephesians 6:16, above all. Now, if there's a word that says above all, it ought to get our attention. In the armor of God, God says above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith you shall be able to quench all the fiery darts, the wicked. There are things that are being aimed at us on every day, or things that will be aimed or try to blindside us. Being down on the job, in our homes, with our children, in our families. God says, you got to take this shield of faith. We got to learn and be able to walk in faith and in trust in him, his character, his nature, his ways, his word, his promises to us. Glory to God. We've been doing a spiritual boot camp, and we do basic training in spiritual warfare. And we always have to remember, again, that there is a war going on. And that faith is not only, again, one of the weapons of our warfare, but it is also a vital part of our armor. And the greatest battlefield, the Lord said, in warfare this year of 2023 is, and in the decade of the 20s, will be with our mind, our thoughts, our emotions. In 2 Corinthians 10:3, it says, for though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God, pulling down of strongholds. Casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalteth itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Jesus Christ. God is saying to us, I want you to be able to learn not only that you need faith, but to learn the language of faith. Because the Lord of God says in Hebrews 11 and verse 33, who through faith, these are the patriarchs, they subdued kingdoms, wrought righteousness, obtained promises, stopped the mouths of lions, quenched the violence of fire, escaped the edge of the sword, out of weakness were made strong, waxed valiant in fight, turned to flight the enemies of the aliens. God wants us to be able to walk in faith, and we must learn and maintain the language of faith. Now I want to talk about this very quickly as I begin to close. In 2 Corinthians 4 verse 13 says, as I have believed, it says, we have in the same spirit of faith. According as it is written, I believed and therefore have I spoken. So believe and therefore speak. The language of faith will believe and it will speak. Because one thing that happens is that faith has to be in two parts, in two places. It must be in your heart and in your mouth in order for it to come to pass. Because by the whole world was made and framed by the word of God. On the day when the world was created, the Holy Spirit was just hovering. He was just hovering over the chaos and all the things that were just there, that chaotic situation that was there, waiting on one thing. He was waiting on one thing, the Holy Spirit was, and that was for, it says the Spirit was just hovering over the deep, over all that chaos. Look at what that word talks about when you go back to Genesis 1, and he was waiting on one thing, for the word to be spoken. And then said, God said, let there be light, and there was light. And every time he wanted something to come to pass, he would say, let there be. Somebody says, well, I just got a silent prayer request. Well, you got a silent prayer request. You might have to keep your silent prayer request because you're going to have to be able to speak out some things for them to come to pass, to be in our mouth. The spirit of faith, the language of faith, believes, and then it speaks. And Mark 11, verse 22, it says, have faith in God, or have the God kind of faith. Then it says, whatsoever, and then it says, if you would speak to the mountain, and say, be thou removed and be cast into the sea, and do not doubt in your heart, but believe that those things that you say will come to pass, you'll have whatsoever you say it. Now, somebody said, and I've heard it said with Kenneth Hagin, I've heard it said with Kenneth Copeland and many others, that people are not missing it. They say that people are not missing it in their believing, but they're missing it in their saying. They say you got to say it three times as much as you believe it. And then God began to tell me, he said, not only are they missing it in their saying, Helen, he said, but they're missing it in their believing. We're missing it in our believing because the spirit of faith believes and it speaks. The spirit of faith, I'm going to say that again, the spirit of faith believes and then it will speak. And as a matter of fact, the Lord began to show me that our believing is vitally connected to our speaking. Hallelujah. Whatever we believe will ultimately come out of our mouth. Yes, I know I ministered on this, but this is again what God began to tell me about in this year, that we've got to be able to believe. We've got to believe who God says that he is and build our believer up. The reason that people are not speaking, he says, the ones are not speaking out of their mouth is because they don't believe. See, Moses knew God's acts, ways. The children of Israel knew his acts. God wants us to know his ways. He said, I want you to know I love you. And my love is high. It's too high to get over. It's too deep to get under. It's too wide to get around it. I love you. He said, I want you to know that I love you so much that I gave the very best that I had to give for you, which is my precious darling son, Jesus Christ. And I told you, and he said, in Romans 8:32, I told you, my children, if I gave my son for you, how would I not also with him freely give you all things? He said, did I not say to you in Matthew 7:11, if ones who are evil know how to give good gifts to their children, how much more will your heavenly Father give good things to those who ask him? He said, you've got to know my ways. You got to believe on it. If you believe on it, it's going to begin to come out of your mouth when the pain is so hard you think you can't take it, when the finances look like they're not there, when trouble seems to be on every hand. He said, you've got to believe. My God loves me. My God is with me. My God is greater in me than this thing in the world. My God is working behind the scenes just for me. Oh, somebody grabbed a hold to that, because, see, the spirit of faith has to be caught. You can teach about faith, but you got to have the spirit of faith has to be caught. It has to be where somebody says, I got it. I got to believe. Because, see, again, I'm going to say to you again, that the believer in you is vitally connected to your mouth. Whatever you're believing, that's how you can tell the place where you are. You can begin to place where you are by what comes out of your mouth. The word of God says in Matthew 15:16-20, and Jesus said, are you also yet without understanding? Do you not understand that whatever enters at the mouth goes into the belly and is cast out into the draught? But those things which proceed out of the mouth come forth from the heart, and they defile the man. For out of the heart proceedeth evil thoughts, murders, adulteries, fornications, thefts, false witness, blasphemies. And then in Mark 7, verse 16, it begins to say, he asked him again. He said, are you also without understanding? Do you not perceive? He asked him that whatsoever thing from without entereth into the man, it cannot defile him, because it entereth not into his heart, but into the belly, and goeth out into the draught, purging all meats. He He said that, but that which cometh out of the man, that defiles him. He said, for from within, out of the heart of men, proceed evil thoughts, adulteries, fornications, and murders, theft, covetousness, wickedness, deceit, lasciviousness, an evil eye, blasphemy, pride, foolishness. All these evil things come from within and defile the man. Because he says in the word of God in Luke 6, verse 45, and Matthew 12, and verse 34, it says, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. Luke 6, verse 45, and Matthew 12, verse 34, it says, out of the abundance. Mark 11, 24 says, it says that, therefore I tell you to speak into the mountain and say to this mountain, be thou removed, be thou cast into the sea. And if you don't doubt in your heart, but believe that those things that you say will come to pass, you'll have whatsoever you say it. Yes, they say we're missing it in our saying, because some people still don't believe in saying it. But the only way you're going to have it to come out of our mouth is that we're going to have to believe it. We're going to have to believe who God says he is. We're going to have to believe him. Because out of the abundance of our heart, and that's why I said the Holy Ghost said again, he said, we've got to be able to be careful what we put into our heart, because it will eventually come out of our mouth, because they're vitally connected, heart and mouth. That's why you can tell where you are, and we can place ourselves by what we say. And then lastly, and I am closing now, I only got about 4 more minutes, and I'm going to close. Glory to God. And lastly, the Lord says in this learning the language of faith, because faith, it says, he says, I believe and therefore I speak. Let me make sure I say that right, because I don't want to misquote that verse. We have the same spirit of faith in 2 Corinthians 4 and verse 13. As it is written, I believe and therefore have I spoken. We also believe and therefore speak. The spirit of faith believes and it will speak. In Matthew 15, I just went through that. I don't want to say that again. Again, he said we must guard our hearts. Actually, God says again, he said he has built us so that our believing system is automatically connected to our speaking, our sound system. What we believe in our heart will eventually come out of our mouth and will affect the course of our life. He says if we want our course of our life to change, we're going to have to change our believing system. We're going to have it so in us that he loves us, that he's the greater one in us. He's our provider. He goes before us. He's with us. We have to know too much about him to doubt him and not be worried or fretful about anything, but cast every one of our cares on him, because he says, my beloved, I care for you. He says, I'm a very present help in time of trouble. My eyes go to and fro to show myself strong on your behalf. He said, you have no business worrying. You have no business fretting. We have no business worrying. We have no business fretting. He said, and again, we must listen to ourselves to find out if we have a healthy, faith-filled, strong, and healthy belief system in God, in his character, his nature, his ways, and in his love, and in his promises to us. We can place ourselves by what we say. Proverbs 4, verse 23 says, beloved, keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. In the NIV Bible, it says in that verse, above all else, guard your heart, for everything you do flows from it. In the Berean Bible, it says, guard your heart with all diligence, for from it flow springs of life. And lastly, it says in the NLT Bible, guard your heart above all else, for it determines the course of your life. So God led me to come today, and that simple word is that, first of all, 2023 is going to be a year of exposure. And then he wants us to learn and maintain the language of faith, where faith believes in our heart and comes out of our mouth to be able to affect the change in our lives and in the lives of others. God bless each one of you today. Father, we thank you today for your word, which is truly a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our pathway. And we thank you, Lord God, for who you are in our lives. Help us. Help us, Lord God, to be on the right side, on the right side of exposure. Help us, Lord, even now to learn and maintain the spirit of faith. that the spirit of faith believes and therefore it speaks. Let us be able to, Lord God, speak knowing out of our hearts who you are, the greatness of your love for us, the greatness, Lord God, of who you are, that you're the greater one in us than anything or anybody in the world. Nothing is too hard for you. Nothing is impossible. You're the God that can do anything with fear. Help us to know too much about you to doubt you or let any doubt and fear and unbelief and worry and fretting and anxiety come out of our mouths, Lord God, even in the midst of very hard situations, even in the midst of pain. Lord God, help us to be able to say what you say. For you said that we're to speak those things that be not as though they were. So we love you, Lord. We honor you. We give you praise and glory and honor in Jesus' name. And I turn it back over to Apostle Chris. God bless you, Apostle.
Praise God for that word. Read your text. Hallelujah. We thank God for that word today. Amen. For 2023 is a year of exposure. Amen. Hallelujah. And then learn and maintain the language of faith. Praise God, Pastor Price. Hallelujah. You know, of course, I just thought of so much. This is a year of exposure. And as you said, things are being exposed right now, or they began. I began to notice some things in 2022, the end of 2022. So many things were being exposed. You know, people having relationships, you know, behind closed doors, all of that stuff was being exposed. And, you know, and I'm praying for myself, too, that I'll be on the right side of exposure because, you know, I just know that the Lord is exposing some things. There's a bad side of exposure and a good side. And as Pastor Price said, the right side of exposure. Amen. And then learn and maintain the language of faith. I saw something. I was, you know, scrolling through Facebook, and I saw something today that was just, it was just pretty cool about how when David faced Goliath, you know, he didn't talk about how Goliath was so big and a problem and all of that. He talked about the Lord. And actually, he said to Goliath, who is this uncircumcised Philistine? Or he said about Goliath, you know, who would come against the children of the true and living God. Amen. So what he was thinking, he was speaking with the language of faith. Hallelujah. So we praise God for that language of faith and that we all speak that language. Learn and maintain that language of faith. So thank you so much, Pastor Price. Hallelujah. Yes, Pastor Catherine, I saw your number one key pressed. Amen. We're going to get ready to open up the lines. And now you can begin to press your number one key. Pastor Catherine had hers pressed first, and I see Reverend Treva. We're going to go on into personal prophecy. You can make a comment. You can have a prayer request. Or if you want a word from the Lord, you know, you could just say, hello, I'd like a word from the Lord, you know. And so press your number one key. Don't be shy. Go ahead and get in the queue. Last week, you know, Bishop Aaron prayed, gave a lot of people a word from the Lord. And Pastor Price, the Lord has used her in prophecy, personal prophecy for a long time. Amen. I don't know why I'm thinking about this. I remember that time I called her on the phone one day, and many years ago. This was something like 30 years ago. And I had gone out to lunch with this guy. And she said, who have you been with? And I was like, oh, Lord. She said, you know what? You need to clean yourself right now. I mean, and the Lord was telling her, and she was right. You know, I mean, I was in agreement with that word from the Lord. Amen. So we're going to open up the lines, but I want to tell you, I know it's getting late. Some of you may be leaving, you know, dropping off the line. This is an excellent word already. You might have gotten the words you needed already. Amen. And I just wanted to encourage one, as if the Lord leads you to, Pastor Price has a Cash App, and you can bless the woman of God. You can seed into the woman of God, and her Cash App is $GloryToGod39. That's $Glory, G-L-O-R-Y, 2 is T-O, God, of course, G-O-D, and the number 39. So her Cash App is $GloryToGod39. So as the Lord leads, you can bless the woman of God. Amen. And, you know, the word says you cast your seed upon many waters, and it will come back to you. Hallelujah. Also given, it shall be given unto you, good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over, shall men give unto your bosom. So as the Lord leads, go for it. Amen. All right, we're going to open the line first for Pastor Catherine. You guys, you know, you press your number one key. Don't wait to see if she knows how to prophesy. I'm telling you now that she is a woman of God, a prophet of God from a long time back. So go ahead and press your number one key. Amen. Okay, Pastor Catherine first.
Well, praise
Welcome
God.
Hallelujah.
Well, it's so good to be here tonight. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and forgetting all of his benefits. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. I just want to tell Pastor Helen, keep on preaching that word. Keep on.
Hallelujah.
And every time you minister, I always get something new. Praise God. Thank
Amen.
You so much. The year of exposure. Well, I pray that I, too, will be always be on the good side of exposure, the right side,
Hallelujah.
In the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
But there was something that has been exposed, and I don't know whether anybody has seen it, and I really don't want to say this, what has been exposed today. Because
Jesus.
Our mother is in a rehab. But there have been over, they said, 7,600 nurses have paid for fake certificates, fake licenses.
Oh, my.
In Florida.
Lord.
And they're still saying some others are going to be exposed.
Lord.
And as you
mercy.
Said.
Oh.
The year of exposure. So I'm just saying we're going to have to be prayed. Then this other word that you got on this other word, we got to learn and maintain the language of faith. Because I'm telling you, we don't know who's hailing our help. We don't know who's hailing our finance. You just don't know. People that are not
yeah.
qualified or that's going to be taking care of him, we just don't know. So we got to have that faith in God.
Amen.
I know that faith in God, that he's going to take care of us. And I know that he's put man here on earth to give us the knowledge, have the knowledge to have that skill, that particular skill. But some people are not getting it. Some people don't
yes.
have it. And so
yes.
I just want to tell you thank you so much. And one of the things, I'm so glad you said this tonight, sometimes you're going to have to speak out of your mouth
yeah.
what you have in faith for. Because I've had people so many times, they I said, would you like prayer? Yes, just pray for me in general. you know.
Wow.
And so I got a word now. I can remember what you talked about today. So I got to tell them, whatever you believe it for, you got to speak it out of your mouth and say it. So I can pray.
Amen. Amen.
So I just want to tell you thank you so much. That's my, and this is my, I've got my, you can give me a word, but I've got my word to you tonight. Thank you. God
yes.
bless. Also, I want to tell you, I thank you also for when you started off too, describing
yes.
the authors of the gospel and who they were speaking to. Thank you so much. Here, you gave us
a lot
of information. Thank you so much. God bless
and
you.
And can you hear me, Pastor Catherine?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Yes. The one thing I heard, as soon as you said it, you have a word. I didn't end it. He does it just at that time. It's like he downloads us right at that time. I heard the Lord say, continue to hold on to his hand. He said, continue to hold, because that's where your strength is. He said, I'm not saying that you've let go of my hand. He said, I didn't say that. He said, but just continue to hold on to his hand. That's that song you sing, hold to his hand, God's unchanging hand. He said, my hand spells victory for you. And then I see his hand, it's a double fold thing. Not only are you holding on to his hand, but I see his hand upon your head. I see his hand. He said, I'm the strength of your life. I'm your wisdom. I'm everything that you need. He said, continue, my daughter, to hold on to my hand. For my hand spells victory for you in every single area. He said, continue to do what you're going to do. He said, you made a decision. The Lord said, you have made a decision to trust in the Lord. I have decided. You said, I've decided to trust in the Lord.
Yes, I have.
Because you know,
hallelujah.
Hey, I see you made a decision to trust in
Lord.
No matter what comes up, because what you can't do nothing about. He said, you say, I can't do nothing about it on my own, but I trust in you, Lord God. And he said, hallelujah, hallelujah. So I thank God for you. And that's what I heard. Glory to God. Love you, sis. Love you, sis.
Well, love you, too. And I want to say, you know, that was my scripture last year that I stood on. I think it's Isaiah 41:3. But God said, "I will hold. I'm gonna hold you up with my righteous right hand." And I always go, I thank the Lord for holding my hand. So that's confirmation. You keep holding my hand.
Hallelujah! Glory to God. Hallelujah! Lord, we give you thanks. Thanks for that word, Lord God. Because it just,
yes,
Pastor Catherine, when you were getting ready to get off, I mean, it dropped down just like in a slot. He said, tell her, continue to hold on to my hand. Glory
Amen.
To God. So love you, Pastor Catherine. God bless you.
Well, love you too. And just Apostle, let a bishop know, I'm sorry I went to sleep last week, but you know my situation. But that's why I pushed my number one key to make sure I didn't go to sleep this week. So God bless you all. Love you all.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God. Glory to God.
Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Let's go to Reverend Treva, and then Dr. Patrice, you are next, and then Minister Amber, you are next. Minister Rachel, you guys, pressure number one. Keep getting the queue now. Okay. Okay. Reverend Treva. Well,
God bless you, Pastor Helen Price and Apostle Barbara Kizzy. And I thank God for this service tonight. I receive everything. I receive that word. In Jesus' name.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I don't know if you're ready, if you're finished with speaking, but immediately I heard, he said, continue to walk by faith and not by sight. He said, whatever you see that's contrary to my word to you, whatever you hear that's contrary to my word to you, he said, you continue to walk by faith. And avenge anything that is not of God. That's not my thought. That's not what I see. That's not what I hear. I remember when when I was believing God to have joy and was believing God. I can remember those times when you stood with me, even when people didn't believe it was going to take place. And God gave me joy at that time. And I thank God for that joy. And I look at you, and the Lord says, just continue to go by what he says. In fact, I see in the spirit a mathematical problem. And they have many variables, he said, but the only variable that means anything is Jesus Christ in you, the hope of glory. He said, it's Jesus Christ in you. And he said, begin to continue to speak out what I said. He said, just say what I said. He said, it doesn't, and there's a movie that comes on, and this politician, his handler, was trying to keep somebody this lady from being with him, and she began to tell the man what the handler said. He said, never start a sentence with what he said, So we don't say what the enemy says or what nobody says. It might be your brother, your sister, your brother, whoever it is, people, I'm saying. I'm not talking about you in particular, Sister Truman, but I'm saying whatever it is, whoever's word that's contrary to God's word, you're going to say what God says about it. God said, continue to speak those things that be not as though they were. He said, continue to speak it. He said, you're going to see it. It's going to come to pass. He said, I'm not a man that I should lie. Have I not said it, and shall I not do it? He said, have I not said it, and shall I not do it? And he said, so one more time, tell you. He said, have I not said it, and shall I not do it? I see you traveling, Sister Treva. Reverend Treva, I see you traveling. All that I can see, the strength of your life as you go forth. Glory to God. Hallelujah. God bless you, woman of God. Hallelujah.
God bless you. And thank you.
And God bless you. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God.
Love you too. Love you too. Amen. Hallelujah. Now, we have Dr. Patrice. You may not have ever heard from her before, but she is a porter of Get 'Em Radio. Welcome, Dr. Patrice.
Thank you. And first, give an honor to God, who's the head of my life, and to each and every one in their respective places. I want to first thank you for being obedient to the call of God for the many years that you are.
Your voice is muffled. I can't hear you.
He's at work.
I'm sorry. I'm at work and I had a mask on. Can you hear me now?
Yes, I can.
Okay. So I'll start over. I wanted to give honor to God, who's the head of my life, and then thank the Lord for each and every one in their respective places. And thank you for your obedience, for bringing forth the word. It was very powerful. I am asking for a word for myself.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. I hear the Lord say that I'm the Lord God that healeth you. He said in every cell, organ, and system of your body, from the top of your head to the soles of your feet. As I come, I hear the Lord say, I speak to every lying symptom that would try to come against your body. I bind it, rebuke it, forbid arrest, and resist it in the name of Jesus. And command it to cease, desist, and leave you and not return. I decree and declare over you that by the stripes of Jesus you are and were healed. I decree and declare over you that even now you are the redeemed of the Lord. And we say so. We set ourselves in agreement with the word of God. And I decree and declare over you no weapon formed against you shall prosper. Every tongue that has risen against you in judgment, we decree and declare it to be in the wrong in the name of Jesus Christ. I hear the Lord say, go forth, my child, in my power, in my strength, in my anointing, saith the Lord. Go forth in me, saith the Lord, for I'm with you. And if I'm with you, I'm more than anybody and anything that would be against you. In the name of Jesus Christ. Or that I might see. He said, your scripture, Isaiah, he said, say it as much as you can. Isaiah 54 and verse 17, no weapon formed against you shall prosper. Every tongue, no matter what the tongue is, that will rise against you in judgment shall be declared to be in the wrong. The Lord said, ask me for great and mighty, Luke 12, 2 and 3 moments. He said, ask me to let nothing be hid to you that's not uncovered. Let nothing be covered that's not made known. And the wisdom to know with what I show you. He said, ask me for the wisdom. He said in 1 Corinthians 1 and verse 30, I've been made wisdom for you. He said, my wisdom will show you and let you see very clearly what's going on. And I'm giving you a mouth and wisdom that all your adversaries shall not be able to gainsay nor resist. The Lord said, they don't know who they're touching. He said, there are ones that don't know who they're touching. He said, they don't know who they are touching. He said, you are my anointed one. And you've been anointed and appointed for a purpose and a plan and a destiny that I've called you to, saith the Lord. He said, be encouraged this day. Be encouraged this day. He said, I came that you might have life and have it more abundantly. I came that you might have life and have it more abundantly. And I see Psalms 91, 14 through 16 in operation for you. Psalms 91, verse 14 through 16, that because you have set your love upon the Lord, therefore will he deliver you. He sets you on high because you know and are intimately acquainted with him and with his name. You call upon him. He said, I'm answering you. He said, I'm with you in trouble. I deliver you. And then he says this, with long life will I satisfy you and show you my salvation, my soteria, my salvation, he says. He said, be encouraged, woman of God. He said, I got the last say in this. He said, I've got the last say in this. He said, if you will believe that I'm the greater one in you, if you will believe in your heart continually that I love you with an everlasting love, if you will believe that if I gave my son for you, how would I not also with him freely give you all things? He said, you're going to see some great and mighty turnarounds, not just for you, but for those that you love and care about. He said, be encouraged this day, precious woman of God. And go forth in me, saith the Lord. He said, this was a message. He said, that I wanted you to hear tonight. He said, go back through the archives. Get it down. He conjured the whole shot out. He said, get it down in your spirit and go forth. I see the Lord's hand in your back. He's pressing you and pushing you forward, forward in him and in all that he's called you to do. He said, don't look for the undertaker. Look for the one that's the uptaker. He conjured the whole shata, for I'm with you. And then I hear this. I bind, rebuke, forbid, arrest, and resist every spirit of death and dying that would try to come your way. I rebuke it in the name of Jesus and charge and command it to cease and desist, to be rendered null, void, and inoperable, not only around you, but around your loved ones in the name of Jesus Christ. Go forth in my strength and my power, saith the Lord. Father, Lord, God goes before you. He said, look up that where I go before you. I'm with you and I go behind you. He said, I'm clearing the path, saith the Lord. Hallelujah. He said, you're precious to me. And in the day that I make up my jewels, you shall be there. Hallelujah. Lord, we love you. We thank you for your word. Thank you for encouragement for the woman of God, Lord God. I come around your back, the back, the back. And no weapon, that's your scripture, Isaiah 54:17, no weapon formed against you shall prosper. Every tongue that will rise against you in judgment, we decree and declare to be in the wrong in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Be blessed, precious woman of God. God bless you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Bless your name, Father. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for the word.
Hallelujah. Amen. God bless you. Good to have you on with us, Doctor. Have a blessed night.
Hallelujah.
Amen. We have Minister Amber Show, and we have some more time, people. You have some more time. Press those number one keys. If your number one key is pressed, the only people I see are Amber and Rachel right now. Okay, so text me and let me know if you press your number one key and it's not working right. Amen. I see you. I see you, man of God. Thank you. Okay, we're going to start with Amber. Welcome, Amber. Is that you, Miss Amber? Yes.
Oh, y'all was doing hi in the background. I just really enjoyed the service. Yes, I really enjoyed the service tonight, Mom, and the message. And it truly blessed my heart because this year already has truly been Luke 12, 23 times of the year. And I'm just so grateful to God that with the things that are being revealed to us, he gives us grace and strength to know how to do it, how, and gives us the wisdom to handle the things that are revealed to us. And it's truly important that we stay close to him during this time. So I just really enjoyed the message, and I love you, and God bless you.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amber, as I go, I see you lifting up your right hand. Lift up your right hand as unto God. Lift up your right hand in Jesus' name. I hear that song, Onward Christian Soldier. The Lord said, as you begin to go forth, continue in Jesus' name to hold up your hand unto God. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Hold up your hand. And as you do, continue to speak forth the word of God. Continue to know too much about God to doubt him. Continue to lean and rely on him. Continue to listen to him very, very carefully. He said, for the great I am that I am is with you. He said, I am Jehovah. Jehovah Jireh, I see you here and I provide for you. He said, I am Jehovah Shalom. I'm your peace. I'm the God that gives you peace. Hallelujah. I'm Jehovah Rapha, the Lord your healer. I'm the one that healeth you from the top of your head to the soles of your feet. He said, continue to rejoice in me. He said, as Paul and Silas were in the midnight hour, as they begin to worship, he said, the prison doors were open and all of their bands were loosed. The Lord said, as you begin to continue to praise me, he said, remember, you can be only just one praise away from your victory. One praise away. He said, this is the time now that you worship me, saith the Lord. Worship me. Lift your hand to me and say, Lord, I worship you. Lord, I worship you. I adore you, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, for working behind the scene just for me, Lord God. And Lord, we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord God. Thank you for victory in advance. Victory, 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 victory. I see him decreeing and declaring over you victory, 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 victory. Hold up, I see you. He said, how long? Not long. He said, not long. Victory, victory. Hold up, I see you. The greater one is in you. You're more than a conqueror through Jesus Christ. God said, I care for you. Hold up, I see you. See things just lifting up, lifting off, lifting off. He said, be strengthened now. He said, continue to look unto Jesus, the author and finisher of your faith. For I'm with you, my daughter. He said, I'm with you, my daughter. I'm with you, my daughter. I'm with you. He said, I had need of you for this particular hour. I had need of you for this particular hour. You shall see. He said, you'll see, you'll know, and you'll consider and understand all together. How everything is working together for the good. Because I love you, says the Lord, and you are called according to my purpose. You're called according to my plan. I see now one more thing. I hear the Lord says, speak those things that be not as though they were. Continue to speak those things that be not as though they were. And, Lord, we give you praise and glory and honor in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father, for that word for Amber in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. I wanted to say, Minister Amber, just before the broadcast started today, the Lord told me to raise up my hands. He said, just raise them up. And when Pastor Price said that, I thought about that. And also a scripture that I used to say all the time came back to me today. And that scripture is, I have set the Lord always before me. Because he is at my right hand, I shall not be moved. Hallelujah.
Hey.
So I'm sure you can find that. But it's, I have set the Lord always before me. Amen. I'm going to tell you what it is. Psalm 16 and verse 8. Hallelujah.
Psalm 16, verse 8. Hallelujah.
Psalm 16, verse 8. Amen. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Always thank you for calling in. Good to have the young people with us, too. Amen.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Father.
Right.
Bless your name.
All right. Have a blessed evening. Okay, we have others who have pressed their number one key. Next is Minister Rachel. And then we're going to have Brother Marquell and Reverend Kiva. Not Reverend Kiva. Minister Kiva. Reverend Treva, Minister Kiva. Amen. Anyone else? We still have some time. Press your number one key. Get your word now. Okay, Minister Rachel. Welcome, Minister Rachel.
Hi, everyone.
Hi, Minister Rachel.
Hallelujah. I'm just glad that I was able to just call in. I'm so glad. I've just been encouraged by hearing how the Lord had been praying through Pastor Aunt Helen. It's been encouraging me.
Hallelujah.
I just got to keep my focus. I just got to stay focused on him.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And that's been your stand. That's what the Lord said to me. That's been your stand, to keep fixed and focused upon him, saith the Lord. He said, nobody else may see and know and understand. He said, but I see. I know. He said, I'm in every fiber of your being. He said, much is being accomplished through you, saith the Lord. Much is being accomplished through you as you intercede, as you stand. He said, your life, I see, you put it on the shelf at the Holy Ghost, because only the Holy Ghost can call you, but I see that apostolic anointing upon your life. I see an apostolic anointing. He said, if you do for a prophet in the name of a prophet, you receive a prophet's reward. You do for apostles in the name of an apostle. Jesus is our apostle. Glory to God. And you do for one. He said, you'll receive an apostolic and apostles award, reward. There are things that God is establishing for you. Working behind the scene right now. Working behind the scene. That I'm making the crooked places straight, the rough places smooth, exalting the low valleys. And every high mountain that has stood, as you've spoken to them, they're coming tumbling down. I see wealth. I see great wealth upon you. Great wealth, great wealth, great wealth. God says, I prepared and am preparing you and your children to walk in great wealth for my glory, for my praise, for my honor, saith the Lord. He said, it's not an either-or situation. I'd rather have Jesus than silver or gold. He said, whenever I bless, he said, I blessed Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and used them for my glory. He said, I have things that I can know I can trust you with, that I can place in your hand, and you will be blessed to be a blessing unto others. He said, and whatever it is, whether it's position, whether it's power, whether it's money, he said, everything that I have placed, he said, you've given it right back to me to say, Lord, this is yours. This is yours, Lord. He said, you're ready. He said, no man can tell you you're ready, but I say, saith the Lord, you're ready. Hallelujah. He said, continue to speak what I say about it. Continue to speak. He said, because I'm in every fiber of your being. I'm in every fiber of your being. In me, he said, you live, you move, you have your very being in me, saith the Lord. Hallelujah. I heard the Lord say he's putting laughter in your mouth, dancing in your feet, and you will say, look what the Lord has done. God said, you've not seen anything yet. He said, yes, you've seen some things, but there are things, he said, I'm about to do and am doing in your life. The ones will see. They will see. They will know and consider and understand altogether that it is my hand that has done this. My hand that has done this in your life. I hear that song. It's a song. God's got an army marching through this land. Deliverance is their song, with healing in their hand, everlasting joy, with gladness in their heart. And in this army, I've got a part. I'm going to sing the tune to it. Glory to God. I make a joyful noise unto the Lord. My sister has a beautiful voice. But I think I have a beautiful voice too. Glory to God. But it's God's got an army marching through this land. Deliverance is their song, with healing in their hands, everlasting joy, with gladness in their hearts. And in this army, I've got a part. And that's what I hear for you, Minister Rachel. You're part of God's army, prepared for such a time as this. And all I can hear him say is, be blessed, be blessed, be blessed. Be encouraged. He said that a long time, has been very productive for what I want to do in your life. He said, I didn't want you to be a little fluff. You're not going to be a little fluff. I've got some deeper depths in you, higher heights in you. I've allowed your roots to go down in me deep, saith the Lord. To change situations in countries, to change situations in nations, things will be turned around. Irregardless if somebody says something, you say, I know my God is able. My God is willing and my God is able. And you've seen me time after time turn things around. Turn things around. Hold up, I see you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you for that word for the woman of God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
God bless you, Minister Rachel.
God bless y'all too.
God bless you.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
God bless y'all.
Amen.
And if,
thank you.
Hallelujah.
I think I cut you off. You were saying something, Minister Rachel?
Yeah. Earlier, I put my prayer shirt over on Gabriel, like after I gave him bath, the prayer shirt on him, and he was going around. We was calling him the pastor and the apostle. He was going around like he was standing and declaring, and he was going around Gabrielle in my room.
Hallelujah.
apostle, apostle Gabriel.
All right.
She said, pastor.
Come on now, hallelujah,
he knew, and declaring, hallelujah, 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 halleluj
Go right ahead, honey.
Dear God, please help me. I'm scared and hurt. And difficult people and keep it in me. Keep us strong and help us stay in the way. Please forgive us and help us do this right. And I thank you for not letting us die right now. I thank you for giving us.
Thank you, Lord.
And thank you for keeping the wound of God, Aunt Helen, safe. In Jesus Christ's name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you all for praying.
Love you, Miss Kizzy.
Love you, too.
Love you. Love you all.
Glory to God.
Good prayer. Thank you so much.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you so much. Glory to God.
Wow.
Thank you, Jesus.
That's good prayer. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Brother Marquell, Minister Treva, and we have someone else from a 615 number that I don't know your number right now, but I may know you. But hold on. Don't go anywhere. Amen. Brother Marquell, hallelujah. Welcome.
Hello. I just wanted to say I was able to get on just for a little bit and caught a little piece of the end of it. It was very encouraging. Just asking for prayer for strength and peace at this moment. Kind of been a little rough. I had a couple of days. So, yeah.
Amen.
Amen, amen. God bless you, Brother Marquell. I hear the Lord say that I am the Lord God that goes before you to make the crooked place straight, the crooked places straight, to make the rough places smooth, to exalt those low valleys. He said, continue to look to me, saith the Lord. Continue to keep your eyes fixed and focused. Spend time with me, for in my presence is fullness of joy and pleasures forevermore. Spend time with me. Spend time with me. Spend time with me. He said, I have much to say to you. I have much to tell you. I have much to tell you. He said, let not your heart be troubled. Don't let it be afraid. Or that I be not weary in well doing, for in due season you shall reap if you faint not. God said, but I know. He said, nobody else may not know what you go through. He said, but I know. He said, that's why I want you to draw near to me. Continue to strengthen. He said, be strengthened, be strengthened. And your time, your strength will come as you come with me in prayer and in my word and in singing and making melody in your heart to me, says the Lord. He said, time is required. Time is required. Time is required. Time with me, time in my word, time in worship and praise. He said, things will change around and turn around. He said again in 1 Corinthians 1 and verse 30, I am your wisdom. I've been made wisdom unto you. Not only righteousness, redemption, and sanctification, but I've been made righteous. I've been made wisdom for you. I will shine the light of what you need and what you need to do. Or that I'm putting laughter in your mouth. I'm putting dancing in your feet. I'm doing that, saith the Lord. Or that I'm on this day, better king on the hold on. Nothing is too hard for me, says the Lord. Nothing is impossible with me, says the Lord. I'm able to turn it around. He says, it's not required for you to worry. It's not required for you to fret. It's not required for you to be heavy. He said, I came that you might have life and life more abundantly. And I said, cast all your cares upon me, for I care for you, saith the Lord. He said, your shoulders are not big enough to carry any loads. He said, but just trust in me, rest in me, lean on me, rely on me, saith the Lord, and rely on my love for you. He said, rely on my love. He said, people can change, but he said, I change not. I don't change. He said, people can change, but I don't change. He said, I won't take it back. I love you, he says. God says, I love you with an everlasting love. And underneath you are my everlasting arms. I love you, says the Lord. And it's I just keep hearing, he said, come away with me, my beloved. He said, come away with me, my beloved. He said, you got a little strength, but you need the only way you're going to be strengthened is to spend more time with me, saith the Lord. Time. That's where your strength is going to come. That's where your joy is going to come. Is more time with me, saith the Lord. All that I'm on day is day. Yes, you're going to have to rearrange some things. They're not really important. He said, some things are not as important as you think they are. He said, rearrange time. Rearrange, because that's where the joy of the Lord is your strength. He says, as you spend time with me, in my presence is fullness of joy. And that's where your strength is going to come. Little joy, little strength. No joy, no strength. Much joy, much strength. He said, the more time you spend with me, I'll give you that fullness of joy. He said, and also cast down and pull down every vain imagination. Those thoughts that have come to your head, he said, that's not my thought. He said, that's not my thought. He said, do not let the courtroom of your mind and of your heart be the devil's playground. He said, do not let him. He said, you believe my word. You're a man of God. You believe my word. You know who I am, says the Lord. You say to your mind, that's not my thought. That is not my thought. He said, you give it to me, saith the Lord. Give it to me. I'm right here, saith the Lord. And he said, and once you do that, he said, you're going to see a quick turnaround. He said, as a matter of fact, I hear the Lord say, you're closer than what you know to all that I promised you. He said, I'm not a man that I should lie. For some reason, you know what he's bringing me? He's bringing me Tyler Perry. He said, Tyler Perry, he said, I'd given him visions. I'd given him dreams of what I was going to do in and through his life. And he said he even had to sleep in his car. He said, but in the midst of him sleeping in that car, he said, now he is now a multimillionaire, not a billionaire. And I use him as a first responder in so many areas. I use him to first respond, to send his plane this way and that, to pay for different things that people don't even know that he's paying for. I see the Lord said, if you'll come out of this thing and soar like an eagle in me, and don't let your mind be the devil's playground. He said, I'm going to use you as a first responder. I'm going to use you in order, in a very great and financial way, to be able to come in and do some things that I need to accomplish and to be done in the name of Jesus. I almost see like an anger that the Lord, an anger in this, that the devil's trying to come against your mind. I rebuke that. I bind, rebuke, forbid, arrest, and resist every thought that is not of God from around you. I command every one of your thoughts to come into obedience and to the knowledge of Jesus Christ. Again, I hear the Lord say, you're closer than you know, son. He said, son, you're closer than you know. I love you. You're closer than you know. He said, don't look at what's going on to the left or right. He said, you'll see the wicked spreading themselves like a Green Bay tree, but you'll look around and they're gone. My son, one of my sons, Minister Marquel, one of my sons, he's 53 years old now. But when he was younger, he came crying and he said, oh, mama. He was looking at one of my other sons. And they were giving out a lot of gifts and giving out a lot of stuff and Christmas time. And he had given me, I think, some slippers, which was nice. And giving his dad something. And then he said, but oh, mom, I'm not where I said, Don, and the Lord gave me Psalms 37. He said, you'll see, and my calling wouldn't call my other son wicked. He said, but you'll see them spreading themselves like a Green Bay tree. He said, and you'll look around and they're gone and not. And that night I remember as the family gathered together and we were at the son's house that looked like he had so much going on. Looked like he had so much going on. The Christmas tree fell that night. They gave great big gifts to all of us, but he ended up going to jail for a period of time, that particular son. That's why I told my son, the other son, don't you focus on what looks like it's spreading itself. I see something that looks like it. They got so much going on, and they say it in a bag of chips. God said, I'm the greater one in your life, son. I brought you on here for a reason tonight to encourage your heart. Don't let your mind be the devil's plaything. You said, that's not my thought. God said that I'm this. God said, he said, you are who I say you are. You can do what I said you can do, and you can have what I say you can have. He said, you've got to have it. Without a vision, the people perish. He said, you've got to have the vision, son. You got to see yourself walking in all that I told you. Oh, no, he said, I know it may seem like it's long. He said, but just know this. I've already gone before you. I've already gone before you. And again, like you said to the last lady, he said, you are mine. And the day that I make up my jewels, son, he said, you shall be there. I see him putting his hand on your belly. I see the anointing like fire shut up in your bones. Hold it up, Ahashata. Hold it up, Asiya. Go forth, go forth, go forth. Speak forth, he says, what I've given you to speak. Go forth, go forth. Don't look to the left. Don't look to the right. Keep your eyes on me, saith the Lord. And then I see something, too. Something has already been released, and the enemy has gotten wind of it. Something has already been released for you, and the enemy has got wind of it. And he wants to try to get to you, to get despair, or to make it so things can be rough and tough and try to wear you out. But God said, not so. He said, you're my son, and I'm working behind the scene. You will rejoice even in the days to come. He said, begin to rejoice now. Say, look what the Lord has done. Look what the Lord has done. Look what the Lord has done.
Thank
oh, Sabbathia. Hallelujah. God, I can remember that when God had spoke to me and said that I was going to have a daughter, told me her name, what her name was going to be. And so the years went by, 1 year, 2 year, 3 year, 4 year, 5 year, 6 year, 7 year, 8 years went by. And God did just what he said. And not only did he give me that daughter, but he gave me another one too. God will keep his word. That's, I'm not a man that I should lie. He's a man of God. My hand is upon you. Now he said, you're going to have to, this is during this year of 2023 and in the next few days. He wants you to participate in what he's getting ready to do in your life by casting down every vain imagination, by coming to him and spending that quality time. He said, you got to keep music going. Get that music going. Get the word. Keep the word before your eyes. Keep the music going. Having your heart filled with the word of God. And you will see. You will see. You will see all that I promised you, said the Lord. It will come to pass. He said, all that I promised you. So it's not by chance you got on this line tonight. It's not by chance that you got on this line. He said, now do what I taught you over the years and be encouraged. And be encouraged. God bless you, man of God. God bless you, man of God. God bless you, man of God. Anointed man of God. God bless you.
Thank
Hallelujah.
You. Thank you.
Glory to God.
Amen. Amen. Now, I haven't done this in a long time, Brother Markwell. I have to give a disclaimer and let you know that I have not spoken with my sister about what's going on in your life. Okay? I
yes,
want
ma'am.
You to know that because so many things were said that were just right on point. And so we have not discussed you at all. That's all God. Amen?
Yeah. Amen.
All right. God bless you. Amen. We used to do that disclaimer all the time, didn't we, Pastor Price?
Hallelujah. Right. Glory
no.
to God.
No, we have
Glory
not
to God.
You. This is God.
And I don't
Hallelujah.
Even know him. I don't know who he is.
No, you
Glory
don't.
Glory to God.
You don't. Amen. Anyone else? Okay, I'm going to... Minister Kiva, and then the other 615 number. I don't know if that's you, Stacy, but anyway, the other 615 number. Anyone else? We can go into overtime some. If you want a word from the Lord, go ahead and press your number one key. Amen. Minister Kiva, welcome. Hallelujah.
Thank you. Good evening.
Hi.
Good
thank
evening.
You for your patience.
Oh, absolutely. Everything was good. Everything is so good tonight, as usual. God is just so amazing through you, Pastor Price. Just thank God for you.
Glory to God. Glory to God.
Learn the language of faith. Okay. That was good. And then when you said the rule of seven, I had never heard that. So the
Hallelujah. Yes.
I looked
yes.
it up.
Yes. That's what I wanted. Yes. Yes. Glory to God.
Yes. Yes. Amen. Wow. Just so on time. So on time. I just thank God for not giving up on me.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
And grace. He's so wonderful.
Hallelujah. Well, Minister Kiva, I'm trying to hold it back so I won't go. I was trying to give you a chance to be able to say some things. Maybe about three or four people ago, all of a sudden, that Lord said, I got a word for Minister Kiva. And and I said, okay, she ain't pushed her button. Apostle didn't say she pushed her button. And then when you did, then I said, thank you, Lord. And I still don't have it all, but I'm taking it one moment at a time as to what he's showing me. One of the things, the first thing I saw was red. red, R-E-D, red, the color red. And the Lord said, he's given you an understanding heart and an understanding mind. This is what it's time. This, you know, it said the word of God says wisdom is the main thing or the primary thing, but with all that getting, get an understanding. And God said, I've been giving you an understanding heart. He said, be very, very mindful during this time to listen to him very carefully, for you're on that good side. You're on that right side of exposure. He said, you're on that right side of exposure so that I can show you some witty inventions. I can show you where the hidden treasures are and the riches. I can show you, said the Lord. He said, there are things I want to reveal to you for my purpose, my plan, my destiny. There's going to be a group of people that ones are going to wonder, how did y'all know each other? It's almost like when you had in Motown in Detroit, where there was many people came out of that one particular time, the Temptations and the Miracles and other people and Diana Ross and the Supremes, and so many of them came out at the same time, and they knew each other, and they came out of that same genre or the same time. There's a group of people that you have been around even in the past. Some are gone now, but now God is raising up ones who are ready to go forth for his purpose, his plan, and his destiny. And you've been called for a great destiny, says the Lord. And the Lord said, if you will continue to keep your hands clean, if you will continue to keep your hands clean, I will not only keep you, but your children and your children's children and your children's children's children. Hold it up, because I've given you an understanding heart. A heart. He's an understanding heart for me. You have a heart, the Lord says, like David. David had a heart after God. He said, you have a heart after God, after him. Ah, thank you, Holy Ghost. He said, you're his co-laborer. You're a co-laborer in the work of the ministry, a co-laborer in the work of the ministry. God said, if you'll take care of my business, what I lead you to do, he said, I'll take care of your business. He said, I'm hedging in your children on every side. I'll go before them and after them and with them, as well as for yourself. He said, be encouraged this day. Be encouraged, for I am with you. And he said, continue to know too much about him to doubt him. That's why that call is now. He said, that's why the call for this year is to be able to believe. Fill your heart, he says, with how much I love you. Fill your heart with the fact that I'm the greater one in you than he that is in the world. Fill your heart, and it will continually come out in your mouth. He said, not only will it come out in your mouth, but it will come out in your dance. It'll come out in your dance and in the witty inventions and in the things that I've called you to do. I see you like a pioneer, a forerunner of things that others will look and see. And they will know again, as he said to others, they'll see and know and consider that it is the hand of God that has done this, that has done this. Oh, that I see you. Hold on, my dear. Dede Kayanda. Hold on, my dear. Thank you, Father. Hold on, my dear. And as he said to my sister at the beginning, continue to hold on to God's hand, his victorious hand, his victorious hand. He said, for you not just sought my hand, you sought my face, you sought my heart. Hold on, my dear. Dede Kayanda. Hold on, my dear. And you, he said, you desire to be close to me, says the Lord. You desire to be near to me, says the Lord. Oh, that I'm on this day. You found your wholeness in me. You found your satisfaction in me, saith the Lord. He said, and I will have you to teach others of what it means to be whole, what it means to be one who's found their soundness and wholeness in God. Oh, that I'm on this day. I see you teaching. I see you teaching. Oh, that I'm on this day. And even where the dance is concerned, I see you teaching ones. All that I'm on this day, it's not about showing their bodies or who or that or to be able to be out in front of someone just to be seen. He said, you will have them to know that they shall dance for the glory of God, for the glory of God. Hallelujah. For his honor. Hallelujah. And ones will know and see the anointing upon your life as you dance. All that I'm on that. But that's just one aspect. He said, just one aspect. He said, don't bury any of the talents that I've given you. He said, don't bury a single one of them. I will bless them all. Every talent, even in business and singing and dancing, every talent, I will bless it, says the Lord. for I'm with you. And if I'm with you, I'm more than anybody or anyone that's against you. All that I'm on there. And how shall you proceed? He said, continue to stay close to me. Continue to seek my face. And I will continue to impart to you what I would have you to know. Hallelujah. I see a lot of rejoicing on your behalf. I see you rejoicing. I see you rejoicing. Hallelujah. Lord, we love you. We love you. Thank you, Lord God, for the woman of God. I thank you, Lord God, for Minister Kiva. Thank you for opening the doors that need to be opened, closing every door that needs to be closed, Lord God, bringing the people in her life, Lord God, that mean her good, taking every person out of her life that means her no good, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord God, for the understanding that you've given her, wisdom and a good understanding. I see, as it were, over you. I see, as it were, I see two things. I see white. I see first a white, like a white robe that was first placed upon you, like a white robe. Then I see layered upon it a red, the red on top of it. Then after the red, then I see again white. I see white. It's like white, red, and white. The last white is almost like a fur stole, like a fur around it, like a royal robe. I see you in the spirit. He said, when you dance, you love on him. He said, you love on him. He says, like he transports you to another place. In him. He says, I've anointed you. I've appointed you for my glory and for my honor, says the Lord. And now, Lord God, I come and I lift up Minister Kiva to you right now. I speak to every vestige of all weakness, sickness, disease. I'm feeling the pain in the stomach, right in the stomach area. I bind, rebuke, forbid, arrest, and resist every spirit of weakness, sickness, disease, infirmity, pain, and discomfort from off of you. I command it and charge it in the name of Jesus to bow its knee to the name of Jesus, the blood of Jesus. No, you got to bow your knee to the name of Jesus. The blood of Jesus, the word of God. And I decree and declare over Minister Kiva that by the stripes of Jesus, Minister Kiva is and were and are healed, whole, well, and sound. I decree and declare that by the stripes of Jesus, she is and were whole and sound. She is and is whole and sound. I decree and declare over Minister Kiva, even now, that she is the redeemed of you, and we say so. She's redeemed from the hand of the enemy. She's redeemed. She's redeemed. If you don't already have any kind of red furniture in your house, just even if the piece is an accent piece, or even appliance, a red appliance. It might be a red bowl. It might be a red appliance. But as a reminder of tonight and a memorial of tonight of what all that God is revealing, of the understanding heart he's given you, he's going to show you something. And when you do, your spirit is going to leap when you see that red, if you haven't already gotten it. But I see red. I see that red. And Lord, we give you praise. I give you glory. Minister Kiva, has God had you to buy any red lately?
Yes, ma'am. Most of my kitchen is red. I bought red covers for my kitchen chairs.
Hallelujah.
Yes, ma'am.
Hallelujah. Yeah, because I could just see it. And I don't know if you have anything that you know, not that you have to buy red, you know, sheets or red, but there, even if it's only a red blanket, there's going to be a time he's going to have you to lay out on that red blanket, just to lay out on that, just to say, my daughter, your heart, you have a heart like mine, a heart like yours. There's a song somebody sings, a heart like yours is my desire. I'm trying to remember who sang that song. A Heart Like Yours. It's called, if you look it up, it's called A Heart Like Yours. I'm trying to remember who sings that. But it's called A Heart Like Yours. If I find it, I'll inbox it to you, all right?
Oh, the song, thank you, Heart, so much.
Yes, A Heart Like Yours. So God bless you. I know that you're on another time frame. Thank you for staying up so late. I'm thinking by your this time, it's about 12 o'clock, after 12. So God bless you, precious woman of God. And may you have a blessed night. Glory to God.
Thank you so much. God bless you. Thank you, Pastor.
Thank you. God bless. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen.
You know what? It's funny, but, you know, we know how God works with us with colors as well. And I was going to a meeting, the care meeting today, and as I was getting dressed, the Lord said, now put something red on.
Hey, hallelujah.
And I was like, okay, I got green on. You want me to put red on top of the green? Yes. Put red on top of the green. Okay.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. I needed some understanding today. I needed some serious understanding. And they're walking with the blood of Jesus today. Hallelujah.
The blood of Jesus.
Amen. All you guys are hanging with us. I just want to remind you as well, the Lord leads you to seed into Pastor Price. Her Cash App is $GloryToGod39. So that's glory to, the two in glory to God is T-O, glory to God, 39, you know, with the dollar sign in the beginning. Okay, area code 615-429, you have been extremely patient. We're going to open up your line.
All right. Good evening, everyone. Sandra Aaron, if you can hear me.
Yeah, I can
and
hear
I'm
you.
I'm a friend of Minister. She invited me on tonight, and I just love the thought of the word for the year of revealing. I have been praying for my family and just a new direction for God. I'm in a new season of my life, and there's a lot of things going on with my family. We're kind of feuding, having a family feud over our parents' estate, and it's just a real burden that we can't, we just can't resolve this. And then what's going on in my work just is heavy on me, and I'm just seeking God for, you know, what direction He'll have me to go in this new season of my life. And
hallelujah. Hallelujah. And that's Sandra, S-A-N-D-R-A?
That's correct. Mm-hmm. Last name, Aaron.
Aaron. Sister Sandra, I just thank God for you. And the things that are standing out before my face are these three words, faith, hope, and love. And the word of God says, but the greatest of these is love. During this time, there are things that God is dealing with you in the area of love. And as you go back to 1 Corinthians 13, beginning at verse 4, it begins to tell you the character and the nature of what love is. And God is making, and He doesn't expect us to do it on our own. The Word of God says in Romans, the 5th chapter, that He sheds love abroad in our hearts. And so God is giving you and shedding His love abroad, even the more, Sister Sandra, in your heart. In order for you to be able to love during this time, and He says, you're just going to have to make a quality decision to say, I release that love and forgiveness as an act of my will in obedience to the word of God. I release that love and forgiveness as an act of my will in obedience to the word of God. Even when things are going that way, and then begin to pray, speaking those things that be not faith, speaking those things that be not as though they were. And God says, you're the key in this issue right now of everything. Even now concerning the first part, the job part, and concerning the parent part, you're the key right now to begin to speak those things that be not. That Lord God turned the heart. He said, you know, there's the thing where the man said, don't call the dog if you want the cat. God said, if you want what's to come to pass, begin to speak it forth. Begin to call it forth. And God said, I'll honor your words. I'll honor your words that we all get along together. There's peace in the midst of this situation. He said, go back and read Ezekiel, the 37th chapter. When Ezekiel, he asked Ezekiel, can these bones live? Can they live? Ezekiel said, even said, oh, well, Lord, you know, we ain't all, they ain't never got along together. The bones ain't never got along together. The bones is dry. They're in the valley. They're in the depressed place. He said, he didn't say all that to God. He said, Lord, you know. And God took him all the way around them bones. He took them, Sister Sandra, to see them very, very clearly and show them how long they had been in the valley, how long they had been in a depressed place, how dry and scattered they were. And then he asked him, can they live? And he's saying, you might ask him, can this thing be rectified on the job? Can this thing with our parents, can this be changed? Can this, God said, and then he asked Ezekiel that, and then Ezekiel said, Lord, you know. And then he began to give him the words to speak out over it. He told those bones to live. He didn't tell them to stay dry, stay scattered. He began to call forth life to those bones, and they came together. There were three things he told them to do. The first, he told the bones to live. The second, he told Ezekiel to call forth the breath because they came together, but there was still another part. There was a lot of noise when they came together, too. So he said, don't be moved by the noise. Don't be moved, Sister Sandra, by what you see, hear, or feel. He said, but just speak out what I give you to speak. He said, I'm going to begin to word your mouth because you are a woman of God, and you are, he said, a woman of faith. He said, you are a woman of faith, and faith speaks those things that be not as though they were. He said, you'll begin to speak that thing out. He said, then the first thing is you'll look back and go over Ezekiel 37. You'll look at first. He told him the first thing to do was to speak to the bones to tell them to live, and they came together again with a noise. The second thing, they came together, but they were just a bunch of dead bodies. So then he called forth and told them to speak to the four winds for that breath to come into those bones. And they stood up and became a living army. But you think that was it. Still, after they came together and they were living, they had no hope, no expectation. And that's where that second word came in. He gave me, I see the three, faith, hope, and love. Now, the first, even though faith, hope, and love, the first he majored on with you was to say, you got to walk in love because our faith works and operates by love. He said, faith won't. He said, faith said, I can't do it. He said, you're a woman of faith. I need you to walk in love. Though you have the tongue of men and angels and have not love, he said, we would just be tinkling sounds and a tinkling cymbal, just making up a lot of noise. So he said, I need you to walk in love. And I got the love you need. I'm shedding love. He said, tonight I'm shedding love abroad in your heart. In fact, you're so important. I see like an apostolic hand of God upon your life. I see a prophetic hand of God upon your life. I see you're the foundation layer. You're the one that lays by the Spirit of God the foundation layer. And God wants you to lay that foundation of love in that family, to teach them to walk in love. Walk in love and as an act of their will and obedience to the word of God. Then faith. And remember, when the third time came in Ezekiel 37, after the bones, the life had come into the bones and they were standing, but there was still a problem. They had no hope, no expectation, no vision, no purpose, no plan. They didn't have any of that, no expectation of anything coming out of this. But God said, I want you to have hope. I want you to have expectation. I'm going to show you what to speak over your family. I'm going to show you what to, he said, you said, I want to know what to do, Lord, about this on the job, in the home, every situation. God's getting ready to word your mouth. And he said, those things are going to come together just as you begin to speak forth what he would have for you to speak in Jesus' name. Oh, that I say, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Father. Thank you so much, Daddy God. Faith, hope, and love. And the greatest of these is love. Go to Ezekiel 37. Mull over it. See the three places. See those three places. And then begin to speak out, precious woman of God. You have a prophetic hand on your life. You have a prophet's hand upon your life, an apostolic hand upon your life. Your ministry that God has on you is a filtering ministry. He uses your ministry to filter out stuff. To cleanse stuff. When you walk in, cleansing takes place. He said, my daughter, continue to know too much about me to doubt me. He said, I see it all. I know, I understand. And he said, I'm asking you to let my love be shown through your life. Character and nature of my love is in 1 Corinthians 13 and verse 4 through 8. See what it is and walk in it, says the Lord. And you will instruct others. You're going to instruct others. You're going to instruct ones. We got to walk in love. We got to walk. This is going to be so important. Sister Sandra, this is going to be so important. Because if the family doesn't come together to walk in love, it will open up the door for the enemy to bring stuff on their bodies. And he says, I do not want to come upon their bodies. So walk in love. Teach them. I don't know the character. I don't know you personally. I don't know who you are, but I do know the three things he's revealed to me. One is an apostolic hand of God upon your life. And the next is a prophetic hand and a teaching hand upon your life. A teaching hand and a filtering system to be able to filter through and filter out stuff. Hallelujah. Lord, we love you. We love you. We honor you. We reverence you. We thank you for that word. Thank you for the woman of God. Thank you for the precious woman of God. Thank you, Lord God, for her. Lord God, I speak in my rebuke, forbid, arrest, and resist all trouble, every spirit of confusion of any kind. I bind, rebuke, forbid, arrest, and resist it. All that I'm on there is dead. I bind, rebuke, forbid, arrest, and resist the spirit of control, contempt, fault finding, nitpicking, put down, aggravation, agitation, instigation, every provoking spirit. I bind, rebuke, forbid, arrest, and resist it from off the family. In the name of Jesus and on the job. All that I'm on this day, I decree and declare over this family and on the job, no weapon, no matter what the weapon is, it's formed, no weapon formed shall prosper. Every tongue that will rise in judgment, we decree and declare to be in the wrong. All that I'm on this day, and I even now bind, rebuke, forbid, arrest, and resist, charge and command to cease and desist all weakness, sickness, disease, infirmity, all pain, all discomfort. In every aspect, in the name of Jesus, commanded to cease and desist, to be rendered absolutely null, void, and inoperable in the name of Jesus. And I decree and declare that by the stripes of Jesus, even now, Sister Sandra and her family, they're healed, whole, well, and sound. Be healed, be whole, be well, be sound. Call for recreative miracles and total recovery to every cell, organ, and system of each one of your bodies, from the top of your head to the soles of your feet to your neck. Ikan de bede keganda, podra mandes de bede keganda, podra basia, Ikan de bede keganda. I hear the Lord say this day, I commission you, he says, to go forth in my power, in my love, in my strength, in my anointing. Podra mandes de, I will work your mouth. I give you a mouth and wisdom that all your adversaries shall not be able to gainsay nor resist. Oh, that I'm letting nothing be hid to you that's not uncovered. I'm letting nothing be covered to you, Sister Sandra, that's not made known. Oh, that I'm on. He said, go forth, my daughter. Go forth, my child, in my power, in my love, in my anointing. For I'm with you, says the Lord, in Jesus' name. Lord, we love you. We honor you. I thank you, Father. I give glory. I give glory to your name. Oh, that I'm on. He said, how long? Not long. All that I promised you will surely come to pass. How long? Not long. Hold it on my destiny. Lord, we love you. Thank God. Thank God. Hallelujah.
So much. Thank you so much. Because all of
God bless you.
The confusion and all of it is on our family. Thank you for speaking those words. And I will study the scriptures you gave me.
Amen. 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 Glory to God. Glory to God. Hold on my desk. Get my number from Minister Kiva if she has it. If not, she'll get it from Apostle. Then so you can text me what the Lord says to you about Ezekiel 37.
Okay.
And he's
going to
give
sure
you
would.
Some good revelation out of that. He's going to give you some good revelation. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And if there's anybody that needs my number to text me and want to see anything behind the scene, please get it from Apostle, if you can, Apostle Kizzy. And I give her permission to do so. Glory to God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
All
Amen.
Right.
So you have a blessed night now. Apostle, is there anybody else after Sister Sandra?
No, but I'm just going to say pray for Minister Carrie and Sister Debbie. Just, we might as
Hallelujah.
Well finish up everybody on the line.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. For Minister Carey, I still have this song just booming in my ears. Onward, Christian soldier. Hold on, my day, stay. He can't do the whole shot. Hold on, my day, stay. Bede, king, and hold on, my day, stay. Bede, king, and doko, odra. The Lord said he's been readjusting your vision, giving, readjusting your vision. Hold on, my day, stay. Hope and expectation has arisen very big up in you, saith the Lord. Your eyes are looking unto the Lord. What is it, Papa, Daddy God, that you would have for me to do? Your ears are open unto him. The Lord is working at the roots of some things. Let your vision come forth even the more. To do his will, his purpose, his plan. I believe her name was Mother Moses. Well, more than we're both in the same decades of life. I'm talking about the same in those years, but hers, she began to paint when she was 90 some years old and painted. Then we have one lady that's on Facebook who is my daughter and my sister-in-law's auntie, and she's 108 years old this year. Lord willing, if she lives, she'll be 109 years old. There's a lot of work. And the Lord says to you, Minister Carey, work while it is yet day, because the night will come when no man can work. He said, I'm going to be giving you clarity on what I would have for you to do. He said, and it won't be invasive, but it will be something that you can really flow along with. He keeps saying that same thing, the same thing, whether it be writing a letter, rather be writing a letter or encouraging someone. He said, there's something he has for you to do. I saw many years ago Minister Carey, and then I'll come to Minister Deb, which she may be sleeping because I know she has to go to work. But Minister Carey, I came to St. Louis to visit Mom one time, and there was a couple that she used to hear on TV and on the radio. And we went to they had a furniture store on the south side, white couple. I've forgotten their name. Zelda, they might have been Zelda May and somebody, but however it went. Back then, and in their home, say it again.
Slim and Zola May. I think that's what their name was.
Slim and Zola May. Did you go with us that time to their shop at the studio in there? Did you go with us?
Yeah, I was there.
Yes, and you saw in the. They took us back to the private quarters. He took us back there, and he had his own studio back there, right in his home, didn't he?
Yes.
And that allowed him to be able to work right from home for a long, long time. That encouraged my heart many years ago. And so now what the Lord has me doing, he said, for right where you are, Helen, he said, you can do that which I've called you to do. And he has me putting out little one-minute videos right in my home. And sometimes there may be days and days that I don't go out. But I'm there to listen and do the little part that he gave me to do. I laugh sometimes because some things I'll put up on YouTube or on one of those sites, and they'll blow up for a little while. I put up one little one today with the lady with an umbrella walking across the Brooklyn Bridge or one of those bridges in New York. And sometimes on Facebook I might get two or three people that might view it. But then today I looked, and I think before an hour was up, about 68 people had seen it on YouTube. I laugh because it's at his leading. But he says, even now, it might be at this time there may be two or three on this venue looking or on that place looking. He said, but just keep on doing what I give you. Don't be moved by the numbers, whether it be few or whether it be many. Just keep on doing what I give you to do. And so I just thank God. And now he has me where – he'll say he's giving me a rhythm with it now. He says, I want you to have me doing the basic training in spiritual warfare. He has me doing it in one-minute videos, because he says sometimes people won't look any longer than 1 minute. So he said it in a few seconds, but if we can get a little bit out, that's what God would have us to do. So what I see you doing, there's some things that are not going to be invasive on you. What I mean is it's going to be something that's going to flow so easy for him to have you to do what he called you to do. So God bless you, Minister Carey. I'm saying to Minister Carey. And then with Debbie, glory to God. He said, keep on speaking about me being in the midst of every situation. He said, as you speak those things and continue to say, God in the midst of my body, God in the midst were my children, God in the midst were my husband. He said, I've proven myself. I've shown you what I can do when I'm in the midst of it. He said, continue to hold on to him and continue to stand and speak it out continually, said the Lord. He said, Father, the Lord, I'm truly in your midst. And when I'm in your midst, said the Lord, I'm there to meet you and all of your family at the point of their need, whatever their need might be. Lord, we thank you. Thank you for death. Thank you, Lord God, for my sister, Lord God. And I give you praise and glory and honor. And Father God, as I just come, I thank you for Apostle right now. I thank you, Lord God, even now for the good work that you began in her many years ago and for you continuing to complete it until the day of Jesus Christ. I pray for even now, Apostle, that you would continue to strengthen her, Lord God, to continue to go forth in all that you have called her to do, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for continuing using Apostle for your glory and for your honor and for your praise. Lord, thank you, Lord God. I see what I saw, Apostle, as I began to pray for you. I see like the Liberty Bell, but not the Liberty Bell with the crack. I see a brand new shiny silver bell, big silver bell. Silver is in the word, it says the tongue of the righteous is as choice silver. I see a silver bell, and I see it like ringing with clarity, with accuracy, with simplicity, and with a good understanding. God says, I've called you to be like one of my bells that will sound out for my glory, sound out for my praise, sound out for my glory. All that I'm understanding, many will hear and many will listen. And the reverberations will go not only through this country, but through other countries around the world. All that I'm understanding, even into Jerusalem and all of Israel. It will just reverberate. It will be reverberate, the sound. He said, that which I placed in you, saith the Lord. He said, continue, my daughter, to know too much about me to doubt me. Continue to stay in my presence. Continue to be able to encourage others to do the same. And I hear the clarion call by the Spirit of God, where you're clearing that clarion, loud bell, come unto me, saith the Lord, all you that labor. You'll say, come unto the Lord, all you that labor and are heavy laden, and he will give you rest. Take his yoke upon you and learn of him, for he's meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest unto your soul. And I hear the Lord say, the bells are ringing. The bells are singing. The bells are declaring the glory of the Lord. I'm going to say that again. The bells are ringing. The bells are singing. The bells are declaring the glory of the Lord. Hear the bells. Hear the bells. Bells. Hear the bells. Hear the bells reverberating. Hallelujah, with the good news of Jesus Christ. The bells are reverberating. Lord, we love you. We honor you. And we give you praise in Jesus' name. And I turn it back over to you, Apostle. God bless.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Pastor Price. Hallelujah. And even as I close, while we're getting ready to close, we'll come back to you for closing remarks and closing prayer in a few moments. So just rest yourself, drink you some water or something. Amen. And we just want to pray over you, too, that all of the virtue that came through you tonight, as the Lord just flowed through you tonight, that every bit of virtue will be replaced even now without limits, measures, or bounds in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, that you just restore, renew, revive, hallelujah, rejuvenate, strengthen Pastor Price, even right now in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Lord God, for complete and total healing, health, and wholeness all over her body in Jesus' mighty and holy name. And we thank you for it, Lord God, right now in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. As we get ready to close tonight, those of you who are still here, just want to continue to remind you that if you want to, if the Lord lays on your heart to bless Pastor Price, you may do that via Cash App. And her Cash App is $GloryToGod39. $Glory, the two is T-O, God, 39. And that's the number 39. Amen, amen. And so you're listening to this broadcast tonight, and I know a word has touched your heart. Hallelujah. And so before we go, we want to make sure that you are born again. I believe everybody who's on the line tonight is born again, but it may be some people listening in the future, and they made it all the way to this point. Amen. So this is your time. If you don't know for sure that you're saved, that you're born again, this is your time to receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior. John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life." So this, God wants a relationship with you. It's a love thing. Hallelujah. It's not about religion. It's about love. Hallelujah. And then, and I know that there is a pure religion. Praise God. Hallelujah. Romans 10:9 says, "If you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you shall be saved." So if you confessing with your mouth is saying a prayer, and believing in your heart, like Pastor Price was saying tonight, you know, what you believe in your heart comes out of your mouth. Amen. And so you make a choice to believe that Jesus is who he says he is and that the Bible is who Jesus says he is. Amen as well. So repeat this prayer after me with all your heart. Yes, repeat this prayer with all your heart. Dear Lord Jesus, I believe you died for me. Come into my heart. Come into my life. Be my Lord and be my Savior. Show me your ways and help me to follow you. And now I know I'm saved, I'm born again, and heaven is my home. Hallelujah. So we want to pray over you. Well, first, congratulations right now. Congratulations. You are part of the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. You are the church. I am the church, and we are the church together. Glory. Hallelujah. Amen. I want to pray over you right now, Lord God. We just ask you to fill them to overflowing with your precious Holy Spirit and with power, power to live right, power to talk right, power to do right, power to think right, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And we just thank you for that, Lord God, right now. Hallelujah. And then we want to help you to learn and grow. As we learn and grow here at the Get 'Em Radio family of broadcasts, we want to invite you to learn and grow with us. We have and you can be a part of our broadcast by calling the number that you called, 516-418-5699. We have church service every Sunday with the East St. Louis Christian Center Church, and it's 11 a.m. Central, 12 noon Eastern. And our guest church for this Sunday at the East St. Louis Christian Center Church, where Pastor Mom is our senior pastor, I am Barbara Kizzy, Apostle Barbara Kizzy, the apostolic pastor. And so on Sundays we meet at 11 a.m. Central, 12 noon Eastern, and our guest church is the Memphis Covenant Faith Church, where Pastor Helen Price, or from tonight, is our guest speaker, or her church is coming. And then she'll be speaking, her two daughters will be speaking on this Sunday. So come and join us. We always have a good time with them. Every Monday, we have our Bible teaching with Dr. Lorraine Navarro, where she teaches us how to dig into the Word as she digs into the Word of God. Amen. And that is every Monday, 12 noon Central, 1 p.m. Eastern. On Tuesdays, we have our prayer time, and that's Praying in Tongues Tuesday. So that's 2 p.m. Central, 3 p.m. Eastern. Four people volunteer to pray in tongues, and then we have interpretation of tongues. It is no less than awesome. Hallelujah. So if you have an opportunity, please call in on Tuesday, 2 p.m. Central, 3 p.m. Eastern. On Wednesday, we have a couple of broadcasts. You got to mark your calendar, set your cell phone alarm. The second Wednesday of the month, and that'll be the month coming up, which is February. February the 8th is our healing service. 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern, and the fourth Wednesday of the month, which is February the 22nd, that'll be 2/22/23. Hallelujah. On the 22nd, we will have our anointed pandemic baby. Amen. We started last night with the anointed pandemic baby, because that was the fourth Wednesday of the month. And what we're going to do, so listen carefully, tell your friends, tell your family. We're going to be praying for the pandemic baby. If you have any babies, you know, 1, 2, 3, I'll go up to 4, even 4, anything going on in their body, we're going to be praying over the dear baby, the anointed pandemic baby, on the 22nd of February, 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern. And then we have our Thursday edition of Get 'Em Radio that you are listening to right now, and it's 9 p.m. Central, 10 p.m. Eastern. And next month, we're going to have this on fire anointed couple will be with us, Reverend Bill and Reverend Kim. They're out of Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. And so I'm looking forward to having them on the broadcast. We've met, we've talked, and it's like we've been knowing each other for years. So I know that God's going to use them the Lord's just going to bless through them the entire month of February. On Thursdays, 9 p.m. Central, 10 p.m. Eastern. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's go back to Pastor Price, and we want to hear closing remarks and closing prayer. Hallelujah.
Glory to God. God bless you, Apostle. And I thank God for all of the announcements that you made. I thank God for the service today. I give glory to God for ministering by his Spirit to our hearts and to our minds today. And I thank God for each one of you. And now as I come and I ask, Lord God, that you would meet every man, woman, boy, and girl, not only those who are on the line right now, but even those who will listen to this particular recording in the archives at a later date. I ask that you would continue to meet each one of them at the point of their need. I ask that you would give them a peaceful, beloved night's sleep, Father God, that you would cover them with the canopy of your glory as a defense and as a protection. I plead your blood, Lord Jesus, your covenant blood, Lord Jesus, over each one, every single one of us, in the name of Jesus Christ. May you bless them and keep them and make your face to shine greatly upon each one of them in the name of Jesus Christ. And now unto him that is able to keep each one of us from falling and to present us faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. To you, Lord God, who art the only wise God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, dominion, and power, both now and forever. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you, Apostle. Apostle?
Yes. Y'all tell the people that.